back with Dan Horan, founder and CEO of 5 Acre Farms. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Hey, Dan. Now, on Green Living, we believe in buying local whenever possible, because not only does buying local help support local farmers and the local economy and create jobs in the local community, but obviously if you're buying, you know, products that are made close to where you live, then you're reducing on your fossil fuels. You're reducing in transport, so that is green. And that's what 5 Acre Farms is all about. You sell products that are prepared within 275 miles of where they're sold.
Yeah, that's right. We're a relatively new brand, and our focus is to bring the best local food to the supermarket. We're starting in the Northeast, and so as you mentioned, all of our products are grown and prepared within 275 miles of where they're sold. But our definition actually is a little bit broader than just about distance. It really means knowing where your food comes from. It means knowing the farming practices and the processes that were used along the way, and knowing who your farmer was, because local to us, not only in the mileage definition, it also means growing the region's economy, being part of the community, and connecting end consumers to the community. So we started out with what we think are the region's agricultural strengths, which are milk and apples and eggs. And so our first products were whole, reduced-fat, skim milk. We have heavy cream and half and half. We've recently come out with an apple juice and applesauce. During the season, the apple season, which is really September to March, or I guess September to December, but it extends a little bit, we have cider. And we try to find great farmers that are using sustainable practices. I'll talk about that in a little bit. And most importantly, pay them fairly, and then tell their stories to consumers. And we try to price it so as many people as possible can buy local. We began selling in February 2001. Our first store was Union Market in Brooklyn. And since then, we're probably over 50 outlets now in the New York metro market, Fairways, A-Bars, Zucker's, Brooklyn Fair. We're in some Met Foods. We're in some Sea Towns. We're in some Key Foods. Out in northern New Jersey, we're in Stop and Shop, Price Chopper, which is a big New York State and New England chain as well. We're in the Capital Region. We started with milk, then we added heavy cream and half and half. We found a really nice egg farm that we liked, and we started introducing eggs. And then recently in May, we came out with apple juice and applesauce. So one of our taglines is we're trying to bring the farmer's market to the supermarket. And one of our primary goals is really to bring that local farmer, that farmer that's in close proximity to you as a consumer, and bring you their stuff where you go most, which is the supermarket. So we're trying to be that brand that you can get to know your farmers personally and that you can trust us to make the introduction.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about your some of these sustainable practices that your farmers use. For instance, just things like not using antibiotics in the milk or hormones. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are just a few. In the farming world, it has been somewhat thoroughly cut into two sides. One is called conventional farming, and the other is organic farming. And we think that it's just not as clear-cut as that. I mean, I own an organic farm. I started as an organic farmer. I certainly understand and really like organic practices. But mainly for pricing concerns, I also know that there are a lot of good farmers out there doing things that I would say are sustainable that don't get any reward in the marketplace. And so what we mean by sustainable are not only are they, with milk, for example, are they not using added hormones or added antibiotics. Their eggs are coming from cage-free. The apples use a low-spray technique. In the Northeast, there actually aren't any organic apples, really, to speak of.
Really?
I could almost say there are none. I know there's one person in New Hampshire that says that he has a system, but really in the Northeast, no, because of the humidity and the disease that it brings, among other things. There are no organic apples in the Northeast. So with apples, we look for low-spray orchards. So it's about protecting groundwater. If you're careful with some of these chemicals, you can actually be a decent steward. If you treat your animals well, you can be a decent steward. If you preserve open space, if you respect your neighbors, if you are constantly looking forward in your farming practices rather than just trying to do what might be suitable for an industrial farm that often really has no regard to its neighbors unless it's forced to. So that's sort of our more holistic definition of sustainable farming, and those are the types of farmers we're looking to. And most importantly is we're trying to sustain farmers themselves. We're trying to keep farmers farming. So if we don't pay properly and if we don't reward them for their efforts, then there just aren't going to be farmers.
Well, definitely, definitely, because I think there's been a lot of economic pressures on the family farmer.
And huge, huge, huge pressure.
Definitely. So you work exclusively with farmers that are responsible in their farming practices, they care for the environment, and ensure the highest quality of food that's grown and produced.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now what's happening is we are losing farms so fast. I use the term fairly, but it's really, the market, unfortunately, is a lot more cruel than that. Essentially, what's happening across the country is that if you are not trying to become either a teeny, teeny boutique or a massive farm, industrial farm, the pricing structure is really aimed at trying to eliminate you because it doesn't, the current commodity prices do not take into consideration some of these sustainable practices that we're talking about. So what we do is because we come from farming, we understand farming, we know what it really costs to farm, and in exchange for the type of farming that we would be advocating, we're willing to pay above that price, recognize them for their efforts, keep them farming, and in exchange for that, we expect the farmers to be transparent. Are they going to be perfect? No. As long as though we're open, we feel as though the public is, as long as the public has information, feels as though they're getting to understand what's happening at the farm, they're probably willing to pay for that.
Definitely, definitely. So can you tell us a little bit about your products? You make dairy products.
Sure,
eggs.
Sure. Our dairy products, we're currently pulling them from northeastern New York out of Salem. Seth and Don McCachran, it's called Battenville Cali Creamery. They're fourth and fifth generation farmers. They won the 2010 Cornell Prize for best milk. So all of our milk is, as I mentioned before, raised without hormones or added antibiotics. Seth and Don grow their own feed, which is one of the things that we would look for in a dairy. And are they on a land base that can support their herd, or are they really dependent on lots of outside feed to make their herd work? Our milk is extremely fresh. It comes from the farm to the shelf in under 36 hours. Most big milk is somewhere between 2 and 5 days. It's fresher. It tastes better. I know those are subjective, but in fact, some of the ways that we evaluate milk really bear that out. Our milk has a higher butterfat content in the whole milk. So we're really pleased and proud of our milk. In the applesauce, apple juice, we start with apples, we end with apples. We look for growers and their varieties. There are many, many varieties. Not all the varieties are the same. They don't all act the same. We have really got to know a couple of great growers. Happily in our region, there are lots and lots of good growers. Not all apples are good for sauce. Not all are good for cider. Not all are good for juice. But we really think we've stumbled on a really good recipe. Right now, we're buying apples from Semascut Orchards up in Kinderhook, New York, which is in the Hudson Valley. We've also bought some apples from Bill Sir and Andrea Scott up in Shoreham, Vermont. We've been buying eggs from Maple Meadow Farm in Salisbury, Vermont. We're talking to farmers in eastern Pennsylvania. We're talking to farmers in New Jersey. We're talking to other farmers in New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. We're close to buying some some milk in central and western Massachusetts, and even have initiated some discussions in southern Maine for the Boston market. So we're really trying to reach out to a whole host of farmers.
Well, you know what I thought was so cool? I tried your apple juice. I was at Union Market in Brooklyn. And what I thought was so cool, when I looked on the ingredient panel on the back of the label, it said apples. That's it. There was nothing else. No sugar added, no preservatives, nothing else. It was just apples. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like it. Our juice has really gotten a very favorable response. It's different because it's just local apples. I think we might even be the only shelf-stable apple juice out there that's local, that's 100% apples. Probably 90 to 95% of the U.S. concentrate business actually comes from China. We don't filter the apples. Ironically, the clear apple juice has a lot of the best parts of the apple taken out, which is a little bit ironic because the public generally prefers clear apple juice to 2-to-1 against filtered juice. But we just believe that there's enough in that apple, and if you pick the right apple, you really don't need to add anything, nor does it need to come from concentrate. I mean, if we were talking about oranges, then yes, we don't have oranges in the Northeast. We probably need to ship oranges up here to drink orange juice. Concentrate is certainly a viable way. It's expensive to ship water, but apples, we don't need that. And in fact, a lot of the United States doesn't need it. Apples grow everywhere.
That's right. That's right. And there's no need to add anything to it. It's perfect just as it is.
Absolutely.
So if our listeners would like to check out some of your products, where should they go?
Oh, that's great. Thanks for letting us give a plug. Well, I guess first on the web, we're 5acrefarms.com, F-I-V-E, acre, A-C-R-E, farms with an S, 5acrefarms.com. You can chat with us on Twitter. You can join us on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is at Dan 5 Acre Farm. You also can find us in the stores. If you look at the store locator on the website, you can find out all the places where we are. We certainly welcome suggestions on if we're not in your local store, or if you have friends that you know want the product, by all means email us and we can contact that store and try to get the product in there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I really appreciate you having me. Great speaking.
Thank you very much.
And coming up after the break, the music of Scott Miller as the Chimney Sweeps, coming up next.